you notice anything else about
and
them?
And they always are kept out on the farm, see.
Yeah, all those things. That's true. And where did they feed them? What did they feed them in?
Well, they had what they call hog pens. I don't know what they fed them, corn and something. I know my daddy used to say that you had to feed them certain things to have good meat from them. You couldn't just feed them anything. And I don't remember what they fed them, but anyway, he fed his so that they wouldn't be just big fat, all fat.
That bacon today that we get is so, some of it is so fatty.
Yeah.
When you fry it.
I believe a lot of these country gentlemen farmers don't know what they're doing half of this cattle business. Now horses, that's a different thing. People know more about horses than they do about cows and pigs and things like that. Even the younger people from the country don't know things like their parents and grandparents did, because they've all come to town to get jobs. So they just don't know much about those things. And being in the country now is almost like living in town. They have all the conveniences that we have. That rural electric business, you know, and they all have electric lights and phones and everything, which they didn't have years ago.
What kind of noises did the cows make during feeding time?
What kind of what?
Noises did they make?
Oh, darn, I don't know. I have no idea.
What about the horses? You had loved horses.
Yeah, I loved my horse that we had.
Did they ever make any noises?
Well, of course you could hear them chew, yeah.
When they heard you coming, did they ever sound happy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they knew you. Because my daddy always kept one good saddle horse.
Uh-huh.
And he rode horseback a lot. But he rode with spurs, but I could never ride a horse with spurs. I could never do that. We had one horse. It was a beautiful saddle horse. But every time I got on him, he would get me out there in the back alley, back of our house, and there was a telephone pole out there. I never once got on that horse that he didn't get up against that pole and try to brush me off. And my daddy'd take me off and tie him and whip him, and then put me back on him, and make him go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd be all right as long as I was riding, but when I got home and started out again, which would be the next weekend, well, he'd do it again. And you just could not break him for it. But the first time I'd get on him, he'd want to brush you off. But as soon as he'd get my daddy to straighten him out, he'd be all right for that day. Of course, my daddy rode him every day. But I only rode him on usually Sunday mornings.
Where did they keep the chickens on the farm?
Well, we kept our chickens and everything out on the farm. See, our farm was about a mile and a quarter out from town.
What did they call the house they were in?
Call what?
The house that the chickens were in.
Hen house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, when you were eating a baked hen, did you ever take something out of them? You know, kids like to take something out and break it.
No, not that I remember. Boy, some of those questions are dilly.